Well,
who wants to start?
Hey, well, you. Okay. What the hell? What the hell are you?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Group Chat Podcast, episode 130.
Oh, nope.
What episode?
We're like 140.
Yeah, 130.
We're past 130? Mm-hmm.
Yes, I make a joke every time about episode 4 and 5, but I actually know all along what episode we're on.
Wait, can
what
I guess what we're on? 137.
Yeah. My guess is 140. Yeah, that was my original.
137.
Dude, I thought we were on 128. I'm not even going to lie.
No, that was 130? Weeks ago.
Okay, so the thing is, you know when you have like that one family member that's always the same age every single
that one
year,
family
no
guy?
What? The podcast is the same way. Yeah, that one family guy.
No, I don't have
one
family
Peter.
Like
everyone
that,
has
bro.
That one Peter.
All my family age. Everyone ages. It's sad, y'all.
My grandma's been 93 for like 10 years now.
That's not real. That can't be happening.
I'm for real.
So what's the big news that you wanted to lead with? Because we're here now.
The big news I wanted to lead with.
You're pregnant.
Before that,
make sure you use code GROUP for 10%.
I held the door open for my homeboy.
Double cups are in stock. Let's fucking go.
Still.
But that's not what I wanted to lead with.
Okay, good.
I wanted to lead with the audience listening, whether you're on YouTube or on Spotify. If you do listen on Spotify, thank you so much for the support.
Oh my god. No, we can lead with that. Because I'm mad. I'm still mad.
We have not made a single cent on Spotify listens for the past 4 years of doing this podcast.
Like 3 years.
Like, can you believe that? Because I can't.
Wait, why?
We never monetize it.
We never turned on monetization
on the Spotify portal.
I'll give a timeline of things because I was like low key in charge, but I also didn't really realize
it's
it.
Not so your fault.
I took the reins from Cajun Cam back. It was like 2 years ago now or a year ago now.
Just about.
Yeah, and I thought they already did it and like they already done everything. So I was always just following like whatever they did. And I never realized that every single time we posted that it was not making a single dime.
To be fair
as well, like I remember when I signed up on the website where we distribute the podcast out, there was no option to monetize. So I was like,
I think it's
because
we weren't at that level yet. And then we unlocked it.
I bet you it's like you have to hit your 4 hours of watch time, 40 hours and your 1,000 views and subscribers like YouTube. And we probably hit that within the first episode. I won't lie. So now we're here in 2025. I think we missed out on
broke is a joke now.
I don't even want to think about how much money we did.
Dude, math. Nick told me how much earlier and it's like, whoa.
Yeah. It's about,
does Tanner know? Hold on. Does Tanner know?
No.
Okay, Tanner, take a guess. Between what two figures do you think that we missed out on roughly
on the whole
Spotify?
Podcast?
I heard it, but I don't think so, Tanner. You're going to hear it.
Probably like $80,000.
That's a pretty good guess.
That's your starting point. Now, what's your ending point?
$114,000.
Huh? You said 14?
No, I said 114.
114. Oh, okay. Okay, well, who wants to drop the ball on everyone's head right now?
It was between about 80 or 90,000 to 500,000.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that one single bit.
How can that be? How can that be?
So you get paid based on
what kind
on
of math do you get a range like that?
So does it's called so CPM. no money actually got recorded. So now
there's none.
If we turn it on, we're going to make like $20 from a podcast.
We've already made $26 from a few days ago.
Yes. It's only here on up, guys.
$5
so
each, guys.
To anyone that's watching on YouTube, can you stream?
we got to catch up.
If you're on YouTube, can you go to the Spotify
come on,
room
you guys.
Quick so we can,
audience,
you know,
listen if you want. Share with the folks.
No.
Do the Rigby where you're putting it on a fucking jukebox and you're standing on top of your car. That'd be sweet.
We saw that number, and I just remember I was like, dude, how do people make money on podcasts? I don't understand. Is it like, do they just do brand deals constantly? Is that all they do?
Lie.
Like, they just promote Alpha Brain, and is that it?
Yeah, I was thinking, I'm not even joking you. I was the Joe King You. That was the reference I was gonna go with. I'm sitting there. Yeah. Dude, why is Joe Rogan coming out with a podcast episode every other day? Like, he must be getting paid on the side or under the table, because how do you make money on Spotify with podcasts? And then it clicked.
Yeah.
So,
and then I don't know clicked. If that's a new feature either, but no. I can't imagine.
It's not.
It might be. I don't know. I don't know. Not. Listen, what is done, right? Yin yang, right? Do or don't. Red or blue.
You're just, you know what I'm saying? Spitballing.
Hey, like, listen, all I'm saying is that what's been done is done. At least we have it all. Hey, at least we have 26 bucks now.
Burn some bridges, two birds, one stone. You know how it is. Rome wasn't built in a day. So.
You know how it is. Chicken cross the road. You know. Oh, you're talking about the fucking
video. Yeah, you're talking
about. Explain to that real quick. That was funny.
Yeah, oh, wow, we're moving fast. Okay. Dude, I came across this media on TikTok. We're just like sharing like little show and tell real quick, but I came across this picture. And I sent it to Larry because I opened the comment section on it, and it was literally it's the best comment section I have ever seen in my life.
So it's one of those TikToks where it's like, it's just text on it.
Yeah.
Like, the picture trying to build Rome. Says, who's in? We start at 7 a.m. sharp tomorrow. Pack a lunch and I take all day. And all the comments, dude, it's like, can't boss. There's two birds in my way. I only got one stone. Which road do I take to get there though? I can't make it. Stuck between a rock and a hard place. I can't come at 7. I'm busy putting all my eggs in one basket. Guys, I overslept. Where's all the worms? We'll see if my shoe fits. No, wait. We'll see.
What are those called?
It's just taking like little sayings.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Are they? They're not similes, right?
No. Similes are like her ass. Sorry, what? Man, I can't make it. I burned all my bridges. oh my god, ass. Wait, did I fucking like her ass?
Like her ass.
Wait, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, simile is as busy as a bee. Oh, wait, no, metaphor. It's a metaphor.
Like, isn't simile like anytime you use like her ass? Well, or am I tripping?
Yeah.
Dude, we need to get a teacher on this podcast.
Oh episode. My god.
They just need
just
to
sitting in the
us.
Corner quietly, like, I was wrong. That's completely wrong.
Rewind, everyone. Yeah. Rewind.
Inaccurate. Dude, inaccurate.
Wait, what
I
if
had
we just like.
Dream. No, go ahead, dude.
No, I want to hear about
the
dream.
The teacher.
Oh, you guys are polite.
I want to hear about the dream so bad.
I've raised you guys so polite.
I had a dream last night where this Minecraft server that we have, Nick added some like horrible plugins that like scared me to my core. It was like a dream where, so it like started out in real life and there were like bears coming from the woods like towards me, and I was like freaking out a bit. And then like as I turned around to run away, it like turned into me playing the Minecraft server and the bears were like there. And then I saw like a pig thing, like a creature I've never seen before in Minecraft, walk towards my chests, and then it just blew up and blew up all my chests. And then I was like, Nick, why the hell did you add this?
What are you doing, bro?
Why'd you add bears in the forest?
Why did you add this? And then like I went to go pick up my stuff, and then like a legion of these mobs that I've never ever seen in my life. It's hard to even, they kind of like, they're like pastel, like Teletubby type vibes. But then they just like, there's like 50 of them coming towards me, and then I just logged off, and it was like, well, I don't, and I was actually so upset that Nick like ruined the server.
Oh, I wonder if it's because he threatened to add
ruin,
the,
dude.
It's the orbital cannon that he wanted to add.
Dude. Yeah.
We low-key manifested that, me and Tanner, because me and Tanner were talking about adding like really horrific mods to the server. We were talking about, obviously, Herobrine, classic.
That'd be good.
Come on.
For that.
But like, it has to be where you only get one encounter and then he never appears again. Because the thing about the mod, because I play the mod.
Okay.
All right. So I play the mod and
you're Brian. Mod.
Oh.
Wait. Is Nick, it actually do you scary? Actually add the orbital cannon mod?
I wish.
Because I swear I also had a dream where I was watching a screen share and you guys were playing with the orbital cannon.
No.
Well, I was going to add it, but then Grunk was like, then our hole was for nothing. Context for the listeners and viewers that are not watching us play this Minecraft server, we basically have this video of an orbital cannon that like shoots down and just like makes a giant circle in the earth, and so we were so bored one day that we dug an entire hole.
Big Minecraft. Perfect
a 41 perfect by 41 hole. Circle.
I wish I helped. I'm sorry I didn't help
all the way down to bedrock. Yeah. Which, by the way,
like 3 days.
Is it Blackstone? Is that what it's called?
Deep Slate.
That shit's deep Slate. Yeah. That shit sucks, dude.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah,
it's a real doozy.
I haven't been on that Minecraft server in a minute, and dude, it really breaks my heart really. Because it's the 10th. Yeah, and the update dropped yesterday. Viewers at home, new Minecraft update. You can ride a fucking shrimp. What?
It sucks, dude. The spear sucks.
Hana poo poo?
I got the lunge enchantment, and guess what, bro?
What?
Whenever you lunge, every time you attack, it takes away 1.5 hunger.
Yeah, it does. Like,
it just drains you.
That's greedy, dude.
So bleak. It's so fucking bleak.
So MF bleak.
It would have been like, they should just remove that, because what's even the point? Like, you have things like elytras, so why not?
Yeah.
The second I saw you can make it out of wood, it kind of dawned on me that it was like going to be an early game thing.
Yeah, true.
So, oh, I see.
Like the mace, dude, that's not something you get like first 10 minutes of the game. That's not.
Now, the way that I explain it to Grunk is it's not late game friendly, like at all. Everything that was added is just like,
early shit. Whatever.
Hey, but at least you can ride a shrimp, so why are we complaining?
Yeah, it's so slow. It is so slow, dude.
You rode the shrimp?
You go for the drowned Nautilus. You go for the drowned one.
Even then, I don't know.
Damn.
Is the drowned one faster?
Gloomy-ass update, dude.
I think it's like 10% faster.
Damn, I was hyped for that.
I'm being pessimistic. I'm glad there's more variety in the game.
Well, hey, look. On the other hand, GTA 5, last update.
and guess what? I spoiled it myself because I knew I wasn't gonna like, you know, grind it out, whatever. So I was like, let me look at the cutscenes because they got Michael back, Michael DeSanta, Michael Townley. They got him back, and but they only have him for like 2 cutscenes, and that's it, which is kind of funny.
Man.
Hey, how you guys doing? All right, good luck.
it's like when you first buy the mansion, he and Amanda, his wife, come in and they're like introducing you to everything, and then he gives you his like contact so that you guys can work on shit. And then the second time he comes to like defend you from all these like guys attacking your mansion.
Did you just say Amanda?
Yeah.
Dude, they're still together after all these
years. Oh, yeah. And she's blonde now. Oh, yeah.
Does she look older? Does she have a wrinkle?
He looks older than her. She aged great, but he aged great too.
The GTA.
He aged great, but he just has a few wrinkles and a few more hairs. She just looks like Amanda with blonde hair. That's about it. And then they talked about Jimmy, and they said that Jimmy's moving out, which is cool. And that's like way in the future as well. It's kind of funny.
I just want to get on GTA to cop the mansion and hop off again.
I want us to do the heist. That would be
group
sick.
Video.
Group gaming video. GTA 5.
It's a lot of heists. It's
one last job.
A lot of prep. That's one last job. But yeah, I think from what I was reading, people were saying that there's probably going to be another update, like a second part to that one. Because the content that was delivered, it's cool. But they were saying that like mission wise there should have been more, and I think that they were saying that not Rockstar but like, you know, fans speculating that supposedly, or it would make sense to make a part two where there's just more missions and all that stuff. But you could with the new mansions now, you have a gym, you could work out, you could do reps you could bench press, you could do pull-ups, you could do
working out in new games is so fun.
you could also buy a cat and a dog. You can get a cat and a dog now.
Why even live your own life?
This you can do that in Fortnite too.
Really? Hey. That's cute. You could
Grunk, do you know Fortnite's bringing back five mans? I think they're introducing five mans. So all of us can literally play Fortnite.
Wait, there's five of us here?
All of us can play Fortnite.
Yeah.
That's great.
Damn, it's like
down for that.
It's like the news chat, the news chat group cat.
The gaming news channel.
Isn't it crazy that in all GTA, your character doesn't talk a single time?
Not one bit.
Not once. You don't hear his voice or
her. Nonchalant.
Or them, hey.
Yeah, it's all just quiet.
It's mutual agreement. You just got to sit there and be like, yo.
But they always just like, in the cutscenes, your characters was like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
or they react.
Yeah,
like,
it's that mutual. Yeah, it's like, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or they get creeped out. Oh, there's a big talk about the, you have an AI voice assistant in the mansion that helps you around. And you can customize the voice. And there's one called, I think, Angel. And it calls you either daddy or mommy, depending on your gender. It's very, very, very sexual. Like, it's the whole thing is like always like you'll be working out. And I think someone said that it told them that it was recording its workout to watch later again. Like, it was like, it's like super.
What the fuck?
But then you can have that, or you can have like an English guy, like a proper English guy.
Lame.
You
know? Boring. Yawn. I want but, the horny, the horny AI.
It's, hey, it's interesting.
Can we talk about AI and why it's so dog shit? I mean, we already all know this, but have you guys checked the RAM prices lately?
Oh, you were talking about that, bro. Yeah, fuck. Guys, you want to build a PC? Scrap. Scrap. Yeah. Scrap.
Why?
Dude,
why?
Dude, this is more than just like for like a computer. This is going to affect everything that needs RAM, every computer. Because AI companies are like buying up all of the RAM because they're using them for data centers. And then RAM, I'm pretty sure, is only produced in three major factories. And one of the major factories is no longer producing RAM for people like in retail.
What the fuck is this?
So 64 gigabytes of RAM is like $800 or $900.
It's $900 for the sticks that I just bought for $300 a month ago.
Wow. Yep. There you go.
Yep. Holy fuck.
That shit.
Yep.
I'm never buying RAM ever again.
Yo, Sam Altman, go fuck yourself, dude.
Yo, are we... Yeah. Dude,
Direct call out.
I don't give a fuck. Fuck that guy. He's cool.
You're so fucking hard, Willie. You're so fucking hard for that, man. I can't believe RAM hard is $1,000.
Yay! Dude, you're going to get some AI G-men to come to your house.
Dude, fuck that guy. Bro. I'll say it again.
I'll say it once more for the people in the back.
Luckily, there's a website that we can get it for free from.
Oh, wonderful. Free RAM.
RAM.
Oh,
yeah.
They actually charge money now. They charge money.
Oh, my God.
They can't.
Nothing's for free in this world, dude.
No.
Fuck this stupid world.
Our podcast is.
The podcast was. The podcast was.
Bang, bitch. Not anymore.
Our YouTube videos were.
Fuck, I'm still thinking about that.
Dude, I will say, man, I was having both a crisis, but also like a because the last year I've been working very hard on learning, right? And it's and part of it is fueled by the fact that a lot of things right now are like just poop. Like it's like pure. We're not even getting chicken nuggets anymore. We're getting like the pink shit that makes the chicken nuggets. You know what I'm saying? Like we're getting the type of content that we got on the fucking internet. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
the slop shit. And I've been working, like I've been wanting to crack at like figuring out a way for our editors to put out really good, but easy and quick.
Editors?
Yeah, I've been trying.
Ayo.
You're cracking editors. Ayo, indeed. Can I get an AO? Can we comment AO?
You're getting me stuck between a rock and a hard place right now, dude. You're fucking troll, bro.
Where were all the worms is so funny.
Yeah, I woke up a little late. Where are all the worms at?
So, okay. All right. You're raising eight baby editors. You're raising them all at one single mother. Where else are we going? What happened?
Well, they're good editors. Like I'm not like trying to raise them from the ground up, but yeah, basically what I'm trying to do is like, I'm trying to create like a really specific template for us.
The Dyson Sphere.
That's using all like stock plugin shit. Like I don't want to use plugins. I don't want to rely on plugins and I want to use like stock everything. And so I've been trying to create that for our editors and so that we can have videos put out and you know quickly and whatnot, and I know they're not being put out quickly now, it's because it's like molding the fucking machine or whatever, but like this whole shit that's been going on with the fucking internet, I just saw the fucking ads, bro. Like the ads where like they're implementing them, it's like you're watching an episode and then it's like Walter White and he's like, Jesse, we gotta cook more Coca-Cola. Oh.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah,
dude, I mean, somebody tagged
me in that on Twitter and said egg sandwich, and that fear at first I was like, what are you talking about? And then it clicked in my head. It was like a year and a half ago I was making the whole egg sandwich joke and shit like that about how OpenAI was gonna be like, oh yeah, we're putting like subliminal messaging advertisements in songs now. And that's where the whole, all the single ladies, and then a fucking egg sandwich would just pop up on the screen and they would like say it. I was kidding.
Single ladies eat
is the funny part. Yeah, I was actually joking, but now it's real on TV. Not really like implemented on like channels, but dude, that's freaky. If that's the direction we're already headed in,
yeah.
Like,
it's bleak. It's bleak.
Cook.
So
can we just give up on like humanity? Can we just, what if everybody just stopped doing what humans do and just got,
where y'all want to go?
Everyone left. That'd be so cool.
Can we just start a farm?
Let's start a farm.
Let's just all run away to the metaverse.
Ooh. No, that's the opposite of what we're trying to get at.
Yeah. Oh,
okay. You're running to it. We're running away.
You want to go there.
You're running straight to buy up land in the metaverse.
In the metaverse, dude? What, are you going to spend a Bitcoin for like Las Vegas?
A Bitcoin? Ooh. A one Bitcoin?
Ooh. A Bitcoin so you can run a metaverse casino?
Oh.
Now you're talking my language.
That's
Willie's wet dream. Metaverse casino.
No. The
metaverse. You have your own avatar.
On the block, on the blockchain. Mm-hmm.
So what prominent events have happened over the past week? Because I'll be real, I haven't done really shit.
Michael Jordan joined back into the NBA one last time. Huh. Kendrick Lamar and Drake. Yeah.
How old is he?
He's like 25.
Is that real?
What team is he going to play on, huh?
He's like 60 or 50 now.
No, he was eight in the NBA.
He said.
I can tell you he's joining back into the
some
NFL.
High-level trolling that I'm hearing right now.
Well, what, I'm talking about like made a your, song your court, not the court. Like, what happened with you? What you doing?
Who?
Any prominent events? What, we're just like going through it.
Oh, well, Grunk finished college.
Kronk did not finish. What?
I have one more exam on the 16th, and then I'm done.
What? You're graduating?
With the semester.
Oh, with the semester. Dude, don't do that, Nick.
Wait, dude. Well, that's what I meant. He's done for this semester.
You said done with college.
You said done with college.
Grunk, are we going to be able to visit you for graduation, or do you not want us there?
I'd love to have you guys here.
You can say
considering you missed my.
Yeah, I understand if you don't want to say it's okay.
Yeah, I know.
We did. Oh my God. I
reminded you guys quite a few times about that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wait, isn't that why your dad was pissed at Isaac?
Yeah, he still is, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really
Dude, no. And then Grunk always says he's not pissed at you, Isaac, but then you keep saying he is.
Yeah, well, he's pissed in my head until I get him a nice big bouquet and his favorite beer, which what's your dad's favorite beer?
I don't know. He's on like a PBR kick or something.
Oh, God.
Pabst Blue Ribbon kick.
It's kind of funny.
Bringing him back to all the live.
Dude, you should bring him to the Colombian room. Get him in the Colombian room. Get him some Colombian.
What's PBR?
The Colombian room?
Pabst
Piss beer.
Blue Ribbon.
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Oh. Sorry. I don't drink, everyone.
Did I tell you guys my dad and his friend put down 80 beers total together?
80 beers?
At least, like, to all combined, they at least had 80 to 100 beers combined just for them.
Wow. I've been looking forward to the day when we go to, like another country and we just drink the fuck out of, like, their local bar's beer. Like, I want, a fucking boot-sized...
Bro,
beer and just chug it, and then it's us.
Actually, you know what we need to get? Oh, go ahead, Grunk.
I went to a bar for like the first time to actually like participate in bar culture.
Hell fucking yeah, dude!
Earlier last Saturday, and it's like not worth it. Like the money, that you have to spend. Like I spent $8 on one beer.
Oh yeah, dude, that's
so ridiculous.
Guess how much one green tea shot was for me when I went to a bar?
Like
is that when we were in LA?
$20
$20,
bro.
$20 for a
LA.
Green tea shot.
No, yeah.
It was kind of bigger, but it was still $20 for a shot.
That's like nothing can justify that. I'm sorry, nothing.
Like just huff paint at home.
I had a good time at our local bars. Those people were like the chillest, like. It was good stories I heard. It was good stories. It was great times.
Can we make it a challenge? First one in the group to get a hold of North Korean cigarettes wins.
North Korean cigarettes? Do they even have those?
They're real.
No. I think Greg's the only one who's ever smoked a cigarette. So, I mean, I have baby lungs. I'll get
slapped. I don't smoke, y'all.
He doesn't smoke.
You smoked a cigarette before, Grunk?
I've hit one, yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes you gotta.
Did you blinker one?
Blinker a cigarette.
Blinker a cigarette.
Laced. I was actually laced.
He talked about it on the podcast.
I don't remember.
Yeah,
you did. You talked about it.
What we talked about last week. Let alone
he talked about it when he went to Sweden.
Oh, that was Zen.
Oh,
when he bombed everywhere.
My bad. Yeah. My bad.
Oh, the Zen bomb.
The freshman year of college, though, I did get like I got past the freaking what I thought was just weed, and then there's also freaking nicotine and tobacco in it. And I was like, dang, this is hitting fast. And then I just had to lay down on the floor and stare at the ceiling for a while. And I felt so sick. And then I was so upset too, because it was just like, damn, that's one of the one things I like never wanted to do, and I did it on accident.
Oh, Nick sick. That's what they call it. It's real.
I think I swallowed a whole Zen one time when I was drunk. Because like, I literally had it in my mouth, and then I was like, 5 minutes later, I'm like, where'd it go? It wasn't in my mouth anymore.
How did it sneak down there?
What happens if you swallow a Zen?
Your bad. Tummy gets a hole in it.
Cancer.
It's something crazy.
How does that happen? Like, it's not like what's on it? What the fuck even is a Zen? What is a Zen?
It's a little pouch of awesomeness.
Pouch of fucking
little nicotine.
Ouch, dude.
Pouch. Like, pouch.
Thinking
I like
about
that.
It. Bad.
What ingredient is in Zins?
No.
Is in Zins.
Nicotine.
They're really bad for you. I'm pretty sure they're
silica.
Really bad.
Silica? Get the fuck out of here.
Crazy.
That would be crazy.
You almost had me, dude. You almost actually had me.
Dude, you guys know what happens if you swallow a battery?
No.
What?
You get really hyper. Oh.
Like actually?
Yep.
It doesn't charge you?
It doesn't charge you.
It doesn't go through your body?
It'll go through your body. It'll burn a hole through your body.
Oh, right.
No, it won't. No,
yeah,
I don't
think so. I've never heard of a case like that. I mean, a lot of people, a lot of kids, a lot of babies eat batteries all the fucking time.
Yeah.
And they're not out here with a hole.
Dude, if your car battery has erosion on it, you just got to pour Dr. Pepper on it, and then it'll completely get rid of it.
Really?
That's true.
Okay, so it definitely... okay, maybe I lied. Maybe it doesn't burn through your body. Wait, I thought it does burn through your body. But all I know is it burns bad. It can kill you.
A battery?
Yeah.
I assume so. If you eat like a battery.
Yeah. Honestly,
it's like really bad stuff.
Because you're going to dissolve it and everything inside that battery. Well, can you dissolve a battery in your tummy? I feel like you could.
Maybe if you're really strong.
A smaller battery, especially a small button or lithium coin battery, can cause severe life-threatening internal burns and damage by reacting with bodily fluid to create an electrical current of corrosive chemicals.
Okay, that's how we unlock superpowers.
Yeah, that's nice.
I'm going to actually go and eat some right now.
Start.
Guys, don't eat any
batteries. Have a 25-pack of them, Isaac. Down them all. dude, a few days ago, I asked Isaac, I was like, hey, dude, do you have any of those? Like, I was asking him because we both share the same key fob.
Them 2032s.
Yeah, it was the key fob battery.
Oh, the circle ones? Like the little ones?
Yeah. I was asking which one it was, and he's like, man, good luck finding a single one, bro. I got a pack of 25 of them. So I went to Ace Hardware and I got a single one.
Yeah.
How much was that, dude?
It was like $3, dude.
Isaac, you paid $3 for it?
Yeah.
I paid $3 for my 25 pack.
Ooh.
No.
Dang.
Dude, shush. Oh,
you're right. Shush up. I'm kidding. You're Googling fucking falsities and lies. I'm joking. Viewers at home, I need to be honest. Today's media of choice is a ski video. Because I want to go skiing pretty bad, so I'm living.
Can we talk about that?
I'm going to talk about it right now. Here we go. I want to go skiing, but we can't go fucking skiing right now because it's so goddamn expensive for no reason. For some weird fucking reason, we can get to a ski resort and stay at a ski resort for cheaper than to ski at the ski resort. Lift tickets alone. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like for all of us that want to go skiing in January, me and all my friends. It's like $2,500 for the lift. It's a 4-day trip.
Bro.
What is going on? What
that's
is this economy?
Crazy.
Yeah,
ramp prices are $1,000.
Is that everywhere?
Dude, that's the cheap one.
Yeah,
that's what's crazy.
When I went snowboarding in Canada, we got there around like 1:30 in the afternoon, and they charged $270 or $280, and we only had like 2 or 3 hours to snowboard, and that was per person. So almost $300 just to get on, and then you had to pay another few hundred dollars to rent the skis and snowboards and stuff.
Splendid, splendid.
That's so sick. Inning.
Have you skied, Grunk?
When I was a wee boy.
Oh, when you were a wee boy, okay.
Yeah, I was probably in fourth grade.
Okay, before we knew you.
Yeah.
Not that wee.
Yeah, about like a
yeah, we knew him in sixth grade.
I was about to ask, dude, because none of us know how to ski.
Mm-mm.
So we're like low-key getting thrown into the deep end.
Like, I think it'd be fun.
Pizza, French fries. Pizza, French fries.
Yeah. I don't know how much I'd hold up from those skills. I was like, thinking from me then to now, it's like I was so small compared to now.
Yeah, no, you were lower to the ground.
A whole
you're,
different ball game.
You're drinking you're a Mountain Dew.
In our ELO, too.
Huh?
You're in our ELO.
What did you say,
dude? Guy's drinking a Mountain Dew, just leaning back in his chair.
Dude, I didn't think anyone would
notice.
So
what do you do
me.
For a living?
I need to watch. I'm just like,
oh, that's just that. I know that green Mountain potion Dew? Anywhere. That's a crazy bro, pull. I did not expect you to be drinking
a Mountain Dew. Yeah.
Just a Dew.
Kendra and I today, we did our. What?
That's not even diet. He's drinking 300 calories of green.
Oh, yeah.
Looking at about 78 grams.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Grams of sugar.
Dude, total sugars, 77 grams.
Fuck, I was one off, man.
It is 154% of my daily value.
I used to drink one of those every single day for a summer.
To be fair, look, I'm like not even halfway through.
Finish it.
Well, you're gonna finish it.
Yeah, go ahead and complete it.
Dude, nothing my ass.
No, I'm not. I'm done. This stuff makes me poop really bad.
Somebody keep an eye on him.
Dude, this shit's like Drano for the human body. I swear.
It really? Is.
Yeah, it's acid.
Like that's
acid
worse than a battery. Like I'd rather. Yeah.
Dude, worse than a battery. But Grung, tell me about the Dew. Dew.
Oh, it's not so much the Dew, but what Camden and I do today.
Oh, what did you do?
We did our 100K special for Jack and Camden Food Reviews.
You guys hit 100,000 subs?
No.
Oh.
Y'all motherfuckers are so damn creative. I hate it. I hate it. There's so much freedom and you're having fun. Yeah. Fuck.
They're not niche locked like
be
you,
up
Isaac.
Probably within a week or so. I don't know. But we hit up. Do I want to spoil it or no?
No.
But yeah, I won't. But expect an upload soon. And there's a lot of colored foods in that. It was kind of shocking.
Your last upload was 2 months ago.
Yeah, dude. School's life has gotten in the way, man. I don't know what you want me to say.
That's real. It's final season. I mean, you can't be eating burgers and
finals just ended. So.
Huzzah. Oh,
dude, I haven't put anything else in my body since what I ate, and like I feel not good. Like I feel.
Do you feel like off?
Yeah, I need an apple.
Oh, like just fruits right now, dude. Good. I miss my bananas. I haven't had a banana in a fucking minute.
Can I finish the conversation about the skiing trip?
Yeah.
Yeah, please.
Yeah.
So yeah, we've been wanting to go. So we've started uploading again on the main group channel, and it has been awesome, right? So we have the videos that are coming from San Diego.
One video so far.
Yeah,
we're almost
one video.
We're getting there.
Hey, I mean, I think we're gonna hit it. I think we're gonna nail it by next week. We're gonna upload the next video, and then at the end of the month, we're gonna upload the last video, and then we're gonna kind of do a little reverse action where we upload the footage of us moving Tanner out here.
A little backstory, okay,
guys. I moved in.
Yeah. It's a green screen right now. Tanner's still in Washington.
Yeah.
But that was honestly a really beautiful drive. So, like, we can't not upload that. That was such a fun fucking
fantastic
video.
My, again, like I said before, but, like, my fear was always the audio with that video. Because, like, we didn't prepare, like, crazy like we did for the San Diego one where we had, like, mics and, like, all these things. So, it was all cam audio, which is not the greatest. And
well,
so,
in that case, we can figure something out.
Well,
the
footage has to see.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Somebody's buzzing. Somebody's mic is.
Yeah, I think it's mine.
Who's going to be? I wonder.
Yeah.
Jeez. Oh yeah, touch it. That's a good idea. Yeah, finagle.
Thomas Edison. Dude.
All right, that should be good now.
Nope.
Dude, can you imagine inventing the light bulb? Like, what the fuck?
His mic completely is gone.
Oh,
he hasn't.
Am I still buzzing right now?
A little bit. I can hear it at the end,
at the very end. Yeah.
Dude, you have the cable.
Yeah.
You have okay, viewers at home.
I'm right there.
I'm coming over. I'm Soft Willie and I'm at your house and here I come.
Right,
I'm like, okay.
Right,
he's had weeks, man, to buy one cable and replace it.
He came over here to get an XLR cable for his microphone. And then we talked about skiing and we got really like hyped about it just to find out it was like I think 10 grand was what we were looking at for the people that wanted to go,
which that was more. I thought it was like close to 20.
Yeah, I was, dude. Okay. We had one guy calculate, and that was like 15 to 20. And then I ran a whole bunch of numbers, and that was like around 9.5 to like 11, whatever. But he came over, got the cable, brought it back, and that was like 4 days ago. And we're still looking at this fucking, it looks like the equivalent of a TV with those tinfoil antennas. Yeah. God. You're hot wiring your fucking XLR cable, dude.
Can you hear me?
No. Oh my God.
Oh my God. Pull it out. Straight up just pull it out.
Oh my God. But yeah, while he's doing that, yeah, with the group channel stuff, that trip, I think my only solution that I can think of is just subtitling the shit out of it. And so have it. Because it's a lot of conversation. It's a lot of like, wow.
Sweet. Wow. Lord.
It's a lot of, what is that? Dude, that looks bad. That looks fried.
If you're at home, Willie is showing
group chat's
more,
in bad shape right now.
More audio gore of his cables.
More audio gore.
Yeah, this is like, it feels like nudity. You have to blur this.
But yeah, like, it's just, we'll figure it out. But yeah, uploading on the group stuff, has been going. Same with, like trying to get the team rolling with the gaming stuff. Cause that team has been swapping in and out. It's like the fucking NBA. It's that shit. We're getting new players in and out drafted.
All right, Chunky, you know. You're up. Come on.
All right, you're up. This video right here. And then it's like some other one. And it's like, all right, come on. And then it's like, oh crap, they don't know how to do this. So I'm like, okay, here's how you do it. And yada, yada, yada. So it's definitely been a process. It's not been like a, you know, talking about it can get a little boring, but it's been going. It's been going for sure. And so ultimate goal as well, like aside from the fact like we want the channels to be, you know, all three channels to be, that looks so funny, all three channels to be uploading, I also want to get at and get a knack at my own stuff as well, because I've learned a lot, bro, and I want to fucking use it for my shit as well. And the only problem I have is fucking ideation, man. I'm either going to do some bullshit and fucking, I don't know what I'll do, but whatever I'll put my all into it.
Make a whole bunch of day in the lives.
Yeah. Hey guys, I woke up.
My day in the life.
Yeah, make started some, editing.
Some get ready with me.
Get ready with me to edit.
Oh!
First I get out of bed and then I get on my computer. Thank you guys so much for watching. I hope everyone's
so
having a good holidays.
Much. Also, this is my Chipotle. I get it around this time and it's pretty good. Ow.
At about 6:30, I take my banana break. So we go into the kitchen here and we get our banana.
Say hi to Tanner. Hi, Tanner. And we go back to my room and we go back
outside and it's dark outside.
And yeah. It's fucking dark out.
And now it's
dark and I can't see shit.
Yeah.
The life of the editor.
There's Isaac. He's about to sit down and watch a movie and eat. There's Tanner. Yeah, there he's also laying there about to watch a movie as well. And we're about to sit down with them. Here we go.
Can we talk about one of the fun videos that we just talked about yesterday? Or should we save that as a secret?
What?
Oh.
Which one?
Let's save it because it's not like even ironed out. It's not even fully, it's not fully ironed out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yesterday?
That was not yesterday, bro.
That was not yesterday. That was today.
What'd you say? You said yesterday.
I said the other day, I think.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I thought I was tripping for a
minute.
Did
I say yesterday?
I do remember talking about it.
I say yesterday.
And it was really... I don't know. I don't know, but it's a good idea. And let's keep it a secret.
Dude,
let's vault it.
This is a YouTube video right now I can go back and watch.
We're vaulting it.
Yeah.
Why would we vault that video?
We're not vaulting that.
No, he's talking about...
It's a secret.
Oh, that's what you mean by vault.
Yes.
Different vault.
Gosh.
Dude. Yeah. So Tanner's still sick, by the way, somehow, some way.
It's just a cough. It's just, I don't know why there's a cough still inside of me, dude.
Dude,
I don't get it.
Sometimes they just stay.
They stay. It's probably like the side effects of rhinovirus.
I was about to say, it's the hippo rhino. It's like a mutation. The hippo
like,
virus?
I don't feel sick anymore. It's just like, I have like phlegm in my chest, kind of just living there for a while.
Yeah.
I have a little booger guy. Yeah.
You have a little Italian Mucinex boogers.
I do. Yeah. He's like 12
around.
Hours. And he's just like walking around.
12
my chest.
Hours. Yeah. Wow, bouncing around your left lung.
Mm-hmm. Dude, you guys need to chill, dude.
That's good.
We need to chill. We didn't make for the commercials. They were just there.
Chill on me, bro.
Oh, it's not you.
Why did they make him Italian?
Yeah,
with the fucking with the chain and the
hair chain and the white
tank top,
the white tank top,
the accent, the new
hours. 12 hours. It's gonna be a matter of time before we make our own fucking stupid ass commercials like that. I want to do that so fucking bad. Where I create like a like an animated lean cup, and it's also got like a stupid like accent or like it's
I'm leaning.
He's like jumping around with like little Mickey Mouse gloves and shit for kids.
Oh, that'd be great.
We would get fucked in the ass by Disney.
You think that? Maybe. You think so?
It didn't invent cartoons.
Hey, Mickey Mouse is it's free domain now.
Yeah, I know.
His copyright expired.
That's true.
L Mouse. Also, isn't it weird that those commercials came out and we low-key just like never batted an eye? We were kids, but
where he's like on the boat?
Huh?
You talking about?
No, the Mucinex booger.
Steamboat Willie?
No. I'm thinking about the Mucinex booger.
Yeah.
He was just like this Italian booger. Sorry. We're just like laughing at it.
Or you have like the super American general.
I didn't know what
general.
An Italian was when those commercials came out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, true.
Nobody told me.
I didn't know the stereotype or nothing.
These guys I didn't know any stereotype. I just knew like, oh, that's a funny booger.
Oh, that's a booger who's like mad funny and booger. Got a tank top.
Yeah. Title of the podcast, is this Mucinex booger racist?
Can I make
Big
a
question
PSA?
Mark. What?
Can I make a PSA?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
About, a PSA? About something, a PSA about something unrelated.
Is it 10?
What?
Ooh.
Yeah. No, go ahead. Whatever. Over
here. No, and I think Tanner would maybe understand this a little bit because it has to do with PSA, the actual company.
Ten?
So I'm making a PSA about the PSA company.
Bro.
That's so funny. You didn't beans before I get them.
Dude, actually, fuck that company as well. Like, I'm going to just be completely honest with you. They've had my cards since October 1st, and I paid for 20-day turnaround time, and I still don't have my cards.
Like, dude, they don't care about people. They just care about
they care about
all your
respond.
Money and damaging your car.
They don't respond.
It's like a robbery. You just got robbed.
Do I what?
Do you know what PSA is?
Yeah, the company.
Yeah, it's literally four people in a garage looking at cards and being like, oh yeah, I guess.
No, I know, it's not, guys.
I'm kidding, guys. Oh man. We're
maybe
so
I don't think
sync.
You are sometimes, okay?
You know what? We should all need to hop on Minecraft right now and resync our vibe checks. What is going on?
Dude, I'm just telling you, I find it really shitty that company has had as many scandals as it had with like cards and all this other shit, and then they like go and be like, oh yeah, I'm gonna take your money for 20-day turnaround time, and then they don't do 20-day turnaround time, and then on top of it, from the time that they get your cards, they don't tell you, but they're waiting 30 days to start grading.
They also really like damaging your cards too.
Yeah, they destroyed my fucking card, dude.
Yeah,
this card. Like, yes, card.
It's oops. Ripped to shreds.
Oops. And they denied it.
I crumple it up and
oh,
eat it.
Oh, this is super rare.
Dude.
Yeah,
PSA sucks. But you know what doesn't suck?
What?
The Minecraft? New Fortnite season.
Oh! There you go. Dude, Tanner said it was bad. So, debate.
What? What are you talking about?
I'm putting you on the
spot. I said that they're bringing five people and we were all allowed to play.
Tanner did say it was bad.
What the hell?
That.
I said that like 10 minutes ago.
Not that. It was a few days ago. You were talking about season 7, how it was like butt shit. And I was like, what?
Season 7?
I didn't even play seasons. I haven't even played Fortnite in like a year.
How is the word on the street so misconstrued?
And I never said the Fortnite season, the last season was bad because the Simpsons were in there. You could play as Homer. Yeah. That's like dope. I never said that anything was bad.
Was it Grunk who said it was bad?
Woo!
One of you guys said it was bad. So someone needs to fess the fuck up right now.
Yeah, someone did say it was bad. Who was
Oh,
it?
Interesting. That's okay. So fucking There's bizarre.
Definitely not me. Definitely not me.
But
not
it's
me.
No one within here. That's no. for sure.
No one here?
But it's I like it because there's some UI updates in the Fortnite map. It's like when I was playing Fortnite in 2017, in my head, it's like, okay, this is what Fortnite in 2025 will be. Like, that's what Fortnite is right now.
Oh.
That's what it feels like. Whoa, weird-ass fucking car just drove by. Let's see, can you see it?
Oh, there it is.
What the fuck is that?
Like a disco
car. It looks like a hearse.
Disco hearse. It was a disco hearse.
And there's the only thing is that there's, like, maybe four or five guns in rotation. Like, there's the dual shotguns, dual SMGs, normal SMG, two ARs, and a sniper. And
that's it?
That's it.
Is that good? Is that supposed to be good?
I don't mind it, but I think it would be fun to have more diversity. Like, I don't think there's any explosives, actually, now that I think of it.
No nade launcher?
None. But there's a wingsuit, which is pretty fun. Yeah. It's a good map. I really like this map. It makes me happy.
Oh, I played one game because you were playing it and you wanted me to get on, so I downloaded it and I played one game, and then you get to surf in and then you get to launched up and then you go in. That's cool. I like that. I like that. Cool. But damn, dude, do I fucking suck at that game? I'm like not at all tapped in, or I'm not in sync with
the game. Did you do no build?
Yeah, I did no build. Yeah,
I'm actually like weirdly good at it. Like, I just like getting kills, so I only go for kills. So I get like 18 kills a game sometimes.
Wow.
Like, okay. And then I just don't win those. Like, I just I'm like, all right,
I need to play with you, son. We need to squad up. We got to squaddle up.
We have to squabble up.
Dude, squabble up. I did ranked duos. We got I think a 22 kill game in ranked duos.
Oh,
fuck yeah, bro!
Fire.
That's actually nuts. Well, aren't they like bots though?
Not in ranked, but well, actually, probably in ranked.
Congrats,
no. Dude!
Weren't they all played? Noob bots?
Bro, I played with my other Nick friend. Sorry, Nick. I played with him, and then we were squatting up with Jackson and his girlfriend. And literally the entire lobby was bots. We got like 31 kills
in that lobby.
Like the whole entire game.
But there's no incentivization to play anymore, dude.
It's because it was Nick's first game like ever, because he like just downloaded the game.
Oh, y'all got put in cardboard.
Yeah, so it was really bad. And it's like, it's so like predatory, because like here's this game with robots to like give you a free win to make you play forever.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. A little. Come on in. Come on
like,
in.
Like really, dude.
And then it slashes you and then it fucks you up.
There were literal bots.
Yeah, like NPCs. Like,
oh, I thought you were like playing on their playability. Players. Someone holding their controller upside down and drilling out the nose.
Bro, these robots like, walk up and just start mining the wall next to you, and then you just kill them.
Yeah,
it's so dumb.
Damn.
Like, it doesn't even feel good.
I remember when they did that shit. I don't even think they announced it. Right?
No.
People started finding out about it, and they're like, "Dude, are these like bots?" Yeah.
And their names are like. I don't know. Like
it was like a
big
adjective.
Bomb 36.
Yeah. It always is like adjective, noun, number.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But there are some funny ones.
Yeah, that is what it is. Adjective, noun, number.
Dude, that's the Xbox. That's the Xbox gamer tag generator thing too.
Really?
Mine was Square Trout 874.
Seven gem. I was seven gem. Square Explain that.
Seven gem.
Seven gem.
No, like, dude, like how the number friend. Seven and then Jim?
No, spelled out seven.
Oh, I see.
That's crazy. I remember that. I feel like that was the first time I like recalled that in a long time. You know,
my friend's gamertag for 10 years was Meth Wizard, and it was really awesome.
Yeah,
I don't know how he got away with that for all those years.
Generated once. Oh, Meth Wizard.
Meth Wizard, yep. And it was like numbers at the end too.
Splendid.
Shout out Meth Wizard, dude.
Shout out Meth Wizard. I also had an old before. No, what was it? I think Yolaman was the first one I had, but there was another one I used to use. It was so bad. And I showed Tanner. Oh, man. I'm not even saying because I don't want people to look it up, but I showed Tanner my old YouTube channel. So I forgot about this completely because I only had like four videos up on it. But it was when I got my PlayStation 4, and PlayStation 4 allowed you to have like share factories, so you can like record and edit, and
then upload straight to YouTube.
Exactly. Yeah. And I used to do these Battlefield no commentary Battlefield like videos where I would just walk around and like do bullshit. And I was not bad at it. Like, I was, like, not that horrible. I showed Tanner one of the videos, and I was, like, I was, like, activating all of the levolutions you could do. So, like, there was one where you're in the city, and you go underground, and you turn on these, like, gas valves, and it blows up the whole street.
That's so
cool. And then there was a part where I do that, and I'm driving a truck, and then, like, I see a tank in front of me. And so I get on the back seat and I pull out my RPG, and I shoot at it, and it blows up. And I'm, like, I get the whole, like, kill. And I know in my fucking, my little ass brain that I was, like, so hyped about that shit. I'm, like, bro, this shit's going to be viral. This is the clip that sends me. And I swear to God, I remember being, like, I asked my cousin, I was, like, how do I send clips to it's not Fail Army, but it's like the GameSprout
BCC trolling.
Yeah,
BCC and, trolling.
Like
dude.
That's
another
shit.
One. Yeah.
And I yeah.
Red Arcade.
Like, oh my god. No, oh, Red
like
Arcade.
Gamers
one, yeah.
are awesome. And yes. Whatever like channel ran that.
Yeah.
They loved calling things awesome. Humans.
Dude, those are fucking awesome.
Oh my gosh,
and epic
was,
and dope.
Yeah, I think I sent in a clip or two to that as well.
Did you ever make it in?
Like a rocket. I dude. I remember I'd watched for weeks, months, even waiting to see my clip.
Yes, bro.
And it never went.
Yes,
like,
Oh my god! Like months. I was like, okay, I know
unlocked
these guys.
Unlocked memory.
Wait. I was like, I know these guys are booked, so maybe if I wait like a month or two, it'll come up. Like my clip will come up.
Wait. What if that's like why those videos got so many views? You had like 10 million kids trying to see if the videos had their clip.
I mean, yeah, that's basically what it was.
Holy shit!
I wonder how much crap they had to like comb through. It's like, wow, that was just
one quick scope.
Yeah, not impressive at all. Or like, it's either that or it's like the gameplay was good, but the mic was atrocious and you can hear like so much bullshit in the background.
Like family arguing.
Yeah. Or like just the lobby was not it. Like they're just saying some crazy shit and you're like, yeah, we just can't have it in the game. I'm sorry. Like it's like the good kill, but wow, that was just not it.
But I remember when I was 13 years old, I might have told this story on the podcast. When I was 13 years old, I worked with my dad and I was able to buy my first MacBook Pro. And then I bought an Elgato and I recorded GTA videos. I used to record, bro. I recorded MTV Cribs on GTA online.
Yeah, bro.
I couldn't even, I never thought to walk into like my own penthouse. I walked into like, into like random houses in GTA, but I could never go inside the house.
Yep.
It's all exterior.
There's a few houses that allow you to go in, like the door opens, but there's like nothing, there's like no interior. It's just like a box. Okay. And people used to like use those houses as like a, cause like, I don't remember who I was showing, but I used to watch these videos on, so stupid. It was role playing GTA videos where they were acting like Bloods and Crips. And there was one video, I found, and it was one of my very early like liked video. What? No, it wasn't, because GTA came out like 2013. So, but it was like I was combing through my account, and I found it, and there was like it's so fucking stupid. Like there was one scene where the guy like it's like I think it was the Crips, and the Bloods were all. Dude, talking about it out loud is so fucking stupid. The so Bloods were in Vanilla Unicorn. Okay, so the Bloods were in Vanilla Unicorn.
Can you talk about this as if you were actually there witnessing?
Okay, yeah. So
it was like real, yeah. And you were like,
so
shocked.
I was. There was a time in my life where I was hanging out with the Crips. And it was like
okay. Let's try not to.
And like the Bloods came up, and they were
So that aggressive. Night we got word that the Bloods were at the strip club. They were in Vanilla Unicorn. So. I was in LA for like a little bit. So we were outside, we got word, we're like, okay, well, they're clearly distracted right now. You know, they're in the strip club. So one of the leaders of the Crips decided that we were gonna buy some sticky bombs. And so it was just like these like these bombs that had like glue on them. And the plan basically, it's a really simple plan, and it's surprising that it worked, but essentially we went to the strip club. We got somebody to go in there and basically call them out, you know, say like whatever, like just curse at them so that they can come out, right?
Yeah.
And then before that we had planted some sticky bombs around the doorway, like by the entrance.
So it was like coming.
Two guys go in, they're like, hey, fuck y'all, man, whatever, and then you know they come out. And so
you don't do that. You just don't do that.
Yeah. And so obviously they're gonna get pissed, they're gonna come outside and be like, who is that? So they come outside, and then we're all like kind of like huddled up behind this wall, but like we're still nearby. And so we hear them come out, and they're all like, hey, who the fuck said that? You know, like, you know, blah, 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 blah. Like all of the Bloods come out, and then we activate the fucking bombs, and they go fucking flying. They're shredded up. It's bad. No. Yeah, it's fucking bad.
Bro,
there is a demon, dude.
Yeah, I know. No. And, never again will I do that, but that was, yeah, that was an experience. And
how old were you when you did that?
Ah, oh, dude, like 8.
Oh. Damn,
8 really was wild, huh? Wow.
8 was crazy. 9 was wild. 10 was stupid.
Oh my god.
Oh,
dude, we should start doing that. Like retelling like GTA experiences or
retelling videos you watch. It's like the Outro Boys, there. And you're like talking about like you were there.
That's like one of my fears. Like imagine I grow old and get like dementia or Alzheimer's or something, and then like I start remembering like videos I watch and acting like I experienced
them.
That would be crazy.
Pretty bad.
Grandpa, that was an annoying orange episode. Let's get back to
That apple got cut.
Yeah, the apple got cut, and I was a little annoying.
I was low-key on the pear side, because what the fuck was going on? Like, seriously, these Nimrods were just stupid. Like, what's going on?
And my friend, what was his name? Fred, I think. Oh man.
That guy was loud. That guy was really fucking loud. Yeah.
So annoying.
Him and Marshmallow were both, like, high-pitched, like, pipsqueaks. Yeah. Like, they were just... Yeah. Oh, man.
Marshmallow.
Yeah.
Dude, Camden and I, we watched, like... Adam Sandler's like first comedy routine when he was just like getting his name in the game, and he did this one bit where it was just like he was just like talking about shrunken celebrities that were like living in his house, like Elvis Presley, like a 10-inch tall Elvis Presley was like getting in fights with like who else? I'm just gonna say Marilyn Monroe, cause I don't even know, but like just like, and it's such a ridiculous bit. It's like, what are we talking about? But Kid and I have started saying like, yeah, I just opened the cabinet and like Kid Cudi walked out.
Just not jumped out of the driver and hitting the toaster with Ed Sheeran, little 10-inch Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, I opened the fridge and Selena Gomez was like hogging all the fucking all the fruits in the fridge.
Go ahead.
Oh, quick little like movie recommendation. Because speaking of celebrities like that, there's a movie I was watching. I watched it a long time ago, but it's a really good movie. It's by Harmony Korine and it's called Mr. Lonely. And it's about these people who are impersonators of real life celebrities like Elvis, Marilyn Monroe, and they have a whole island and a whole castle to themselves where they're all impersonators and they're all living by farming in this castle, separated from society. And it's a really sad movie. Like, it gets really depressing.
Wait a minute, hold on.
Wait, Isaac, you watched a little bit of it. You said what?
Is that real?
Yeah, it's a real movie.
Wait, like they actually live in a castle. Does he get
like
there?
They were in a castle.
Wait, did this happen in real life?
Like in real
is
life,
this a documentary or a movie?
No, it's a movie.
Because I swear I saw like it was a documentary. Like Michael
it's
Jackson.
It's not a documentary.
Sat in the same room.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe it could have been based. Maybe it could have been based off of. But the movie's a movie. Like it's all fiction. And so they try making money by doing like they build this like this house, I guess, like a building out of like scrap, like it's literally just like random wood planks, sheet metal, all these things, but they all build it by hand. And then they start going around the town and start selling tickets to their show, and then they start, you know, but like I said, it does get a little depressing. Isaac, you saw a little bit of it because that was at the old house and I was watching it downstairs, and you were there, and then you were what a weird ass movie, and then you left.
I was looking at the cover to see if it'd ring any bells, but not a single bell's gone off.
Really?
It was at the old house?
It was at the old house, yeah. The main...
I watched it literally like 8 seconds. And
you watched a bit of it, and then I recapped you what happened at the end, because it got really sad, and it was like, wow. Wow.
Damn.
But, that's just that what you were talking about with the micro celebrities. That's what it reminded me of. So if you ever have any free time...
Michael Jackson...
It's Michael Jackson impersonator.
Michael Jackson lookalike.
Y'all should watch that. But sorry, go ahead, Nick.
Oh, no, you're good. I was just going to bring up the fact that people found out for some reason yesterday and the day before that Outdoor Boys is Mormon.
I feel like we talked about that when he was Mormon.
We definitely did.
Yeah, but like, all finding out now and they're all like hating on it. They're they're all like shitting on him. And it's like, I get that. I get you don't agree with Mormonism and that it's a cult, but like, I don't know.
How bad is Mormonism?
He seems like the happiest guy ever.
Yeah.
Dude, yeah. People
is it really so bad if it just makes you happy?
Makes you happy.
Well, it's crazy. I was on a flight one time and I talked to this one guy who was ex-Mormon, and he was telling me about how when he was Mormon, he was like happy or like something like about like their talk. Just along the line, it was almost like he's like, basically talking about how he was like almost brainwashed and like it was really not a good environment to be in, and then he defected or he just like left, right? Mormonism, and he described it like it was a cult and he hated it. Yeah.
It does feel, I mean, I don't know much about Mormonism. I did a little more research about Scientology. I was like, what the fuck is the deal? And I was like, that Scientology shit is crazy.
Scientologists get it rough,
and but in my head, and this is just because I haven't done enough research, but in my head, I kind of put like Scientology, Mormonism, Jehovah's Witness. Oh, wait, I meant to say Jehovah's Witness. Sorry. Jehovah's Witness all in the same cloud space in my head. Just because, like, it all gives off that vibe. There's also a there's a cafe or there's a restaurant that apparently is tied to a cult, and you can work on, like, you can work there, and I don't think you get paid, and you get to live with all these people, and, like, you have to, like, farm or whatever. Like, it's there's a whole video Amish? On it. Not Amish. It's not Amish, but there's a whole restaurant that apparently serves good food, so I've heard, but it's, like, a cult.
Yeah.
If they're giving me some good ribs, you know.
Fuck it, man. Fuck it. I'll do it. I don't give a damn. Yeah.
The requirement of tithing, T-I-T-H-I-N-G, tithing, 10% of income to receive tithing? Temple. Is that tithing?
Yeah, tithing. Yeah, it's when you give a portion of your income to the Lord or whatever religious establishment.
So the requirement of tithing to receive temple recommends is cited as a form of financial control. So, like, I guess they have to do that. I don't know too much. I remember just sitting next to this guy, and this guy got so fucking shit-faced drunk, and he was talking about, like, all of his life and how he escaped Mormonism and that he hated it so much. And, like, it was
a drunken tale of Mormonism. Dude, I wish I was. Because
they can't drink, right? They can't drink. Yeah. They don't drink coffee, and they don't drink alcohol.
Wait, what? They don't drink coffee? I swear to God, I've seen fucking outdoor boys be like,
Utah, they can't drink hot liquids or something.
That's why Utah is the number, I'm pretty sure Salt Lake City is the number one city that sells the most soda, like, ever.
It is all Mormons over there. And I only know that because my sister made me watch that damn fucking crazy stupid ass Lives of Mormon Wives, like, run through documentary on Netflix.
I want to watch that.
She was
good?
In love with it. Dude, no, you're just gonna, no.
What?
No. If
Real
no.
Housewives of Salt Lake City?
No, it's Real Lives of Mormon Wives. Oh. It's just the messiest, most bullshit fucking... It's just,
dude,
like, drama and
gossip.
We
love messy.
Okay, well,
messy.
If you love messy, you're going to love that because it's just, like, what is going on even at all? But that is true, and it takes place in Salt Lake City, Utah, the capital of all Mormons, apparently.
Wow.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, I'm trying to do this thing where I practice what I say and fact check myself. So, apparently, I mean, they do drink a lot of soda. I don't think
they do.
Yeah. Damn. It's like it's a significant soda culture is what it says. It's driven by the popularity.
I'm in, I'm already sold.
It's like, driven by the popularity of dirty sodas is what this says. Customized sodas with cream and syrups.
Ooh, those are good. I see the vision though. Those are so goddamn good.
No, we're not comparing it right now. We're not comparing
dirty Dr. Pepper. Drink soda and have Sprite.
Yay.
Yeah, I look, you got a step because I gotta go to trivia at 7.
All right, my boy.
All right, man.
All right,
I'll see y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen, Grunk just left.
Ladies and gentlemen, oh my god,
Grunk just had a call from
oh my god, that's what he got.
Oh my god,
what happened? What happened?
Grunk just left.
Oh,
he's gone.
Oh my god.
I was gonna say we should have a little series in our group channel where we go and become Mormon, we become Amish, we join Scientology, and then we join Jehovah's Witness.
No Scientology for me.
We cannot join Scientology, dude.
We do all four, the big four.
Scientology, like, if you die, you get abducted by an alien and you get taken to another planet.
I don't know. Like, they just get called culty, and I don't think there's actually a way to leave.
It's like I think you can leave.
I don't know, man. I've heard.
What,
like,
are
they
gonna kill you?
I don't know. There's this one figure. There's this one figure who was doing rounds.
Let's just all pretend that we're in Peaky Blinders for the rest of time.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm down. Yeah. I'll go to
Tanner
Mental Warehouse.
Tanner can be Thomas Shelby, and, like, well,
I don't know who that is.
It's probably the bald one. It's the bald one.
I've never seen Peaky Blinders. No,
the main character.
You've never seen Peaky Blinders at all.
You've seen,
Larry, I feel like you would love that show, bro.
I was supposed to watch it because I got recommended it back in, like, it was a long time. It was back when I was, like, still living with my parents, and I was supposed to watch it. I think I watched, like, one episode, and then I forgot to continue it.
Okay, oops. So
hey, you got
oops.
The,
it's like so cringe because there's these dudes that go on TikTok and they like LARP as them and they walk around and then they do that thing where they're walking and then it goes slow motion and then there's a girl. Yeah,
everyone
that
in
looks
New York
like
is
this,
looking at them like, "What are you doing?" It's yeah, like 2025.
Yeah. And they
think
like,
the
oh
devil
God,
has so, horns, so little. Dude, we're having dinner at a fucking, what was it, Chili's or no, I don't remember. Red Robin.
Red Robin.
We had Red Robin, dude. And that song was in my head. And I kept looking at Nick and I kept grabbing his hand and I caressed his tattoo and I sung to him. You think the devil has horns? So did I. And then I forgot the rest of the song. And he's nice.
Yeah,
he's
suit and tie. He's got-
yeah, y'all chubby blinkers got to get it under wraps. Yeah, enough with that shit, bro.
Y'all chubby blinkers.
It's the pajama guys, the pajama bikers, and they're like dancing with each other. It's the OF girls that do that shit.
Hell
and
fucking
it's
yeah,
like.
Bro.
Yeah, the chubby bikers.
It's mostly the biker community, y'all. The
dude, everyone Isaac. That owns a motorcycle be yeah, just put on a suit and tie and taking a fucking TikTok at Quick Trip. Knock it off.
And they do like the little like the Mr. Beast, like ah, like the little he catch yeah. you by surprise.
Mr. Beast.
Mr. Beast. Let them have fun, man.
They're all fucking like 30,
they're
dude. They're
adults,
not kids.
Dude. They're not 30. Some of them are youngins, man. Some of them are jits. They're youngins.
Dude, the biking community is just took it into his
hey
dog,
man.
Dude.
Hey man.
It has.
Yeah, what
bikers for life. Bikers hey, for man. Life.
Hey man. Hey man.
Hey man.
I mean, hey man.
Hey man.
Hey man.
Yeah, I you know. Well, there's a band too that I was trying to think of that everyone like in the biker community listens to, and I can't remember the fucking name, but it's
the
like
biker community.
Yeah, the whole you know all of the biker squads, the biker gang, not like the hog bikers. I mean, those guys are also in their own.
Yeah,
dude, you know what's funny? I was going through my videos. I have so many videos of us just looking at bikers like while we're on the highway. Like, there's been a lot
yeah,
of
like,
instances.
Oh, look at that one. And he's
yeah. It's like a big old fucking like,
big old hog.
Oh, bless dude. All of them hearts.
I feel like I've done a lot of criticizing on this podcast. I think it's time I praise one specific niche of people.
Ooh.
It's the group of people that have RC airplanes.
That's
a pretty fucking sick hobby.
Fuck. I've seen one. There's someone in this neighborhood that has a fucking RC airplane because I was driving back. Oh, I think it was with you, Isaac. Ooh. Remember we saw like a fucking... We thought it was a plane.
Oh,
and then we thought
yeah.
it was a bird. And then it's like,
we're
wait, no.
Really
that's
confused.
That's moving yeah. way too fast. And
it
I'm
looked like
sure.
a plane, but
it looked
like
a plane, but it's moving too
than,
fast.
Yeah, it was an RC plane. I just don't remember.
I don't know.
I don't remember anything else about me apart from
what?
That.
What can you spill details about this community? Like, what are they like? What do they listen to? What's the
yeah,
humor?
Tell me about that.
What's the vibe?
So there's this one guy that I watch every now and again. He comes up on either my 4E page. I can't remember where, but he does this like thing where he builds them. Right?
Okay.
He puts them all together and then he'll go and take them out in another video and he flies them around. And I don't really know too much about the personalities, but I think like the whole entire just hobby as a whole, it's just sick. It's just fucking
I got you.
Sick. You know?
Hell yeah.
And then honestly, what's really cool is when you're watching that plane flying, it's so small, but it's at such a distance, it looks like a regular fucking aircraft.
That's, yep. Okay. So that was what we saw. Cause it literally, cause you see like the lights, you know how like planes have like little lights that blink and all that? Yeah. You see the lights and it has the shape of it, but it's like so far, but it's moving way too fast. It's like a little optical illusion.
No, that's such a really cool hobby. Honestly, I fucked with that heavy.
It reminds me of something I wanted to do as a wee boy. I always, and I begged my parents that I wanted to do Boy Scout. I don't know why. I wanted to get Eagle or whatever the fuck the highest ranking shit is. But I wanted to do that. And I wanted to do where you build the little toy cars and then like you
RC
race
cars.
Them. No, no, not RC, but like. It's like, well, maybe it's RC. I don't know.
They are
like,
RC cars. Yeah. It's the,
ones
wooden
the
little,
ones.
Oh, that's not that. No.
Oh,
that.
The Derby.
Yeah.
Like
the Derby. Yeah.
Derby.
Where you gotta like you gotta figure out like the,
aerodynamics
all
of a wooden block and chip it out, paint
it. There's a South Park episode about that.
There was, and Randy had like an alien thing.
Randy had plutonium that he put in. He's like, "Yep, I used all the parts that were required."
Yep, and then he lied to the aliens.
He's like teaching Stan how to lie.
Yeah, past regulation.
Yeah.
And it goes into space, and he's like, "Yeah." He's like really excited. Yeah, he's like in your face.
I want to do that so bad, dude. I still want to do it. Like. That
we
sounds,
still could.
We still definitely could. So, a fucking derby would be.
It's crazy because I really want to do a video at some point after I get all my car videos out, which I'm still working on that. two terabytes of me recording the car.
Oh, hell
working
yeah.
Working on it. And after I'm done with that, I want to do a video where like I make my own like almost Formula One looking car or like my own sort of like anything. Like fabric,
you
like
should do a Randy and get like a really rare substance or like a really rare ore or something like that and just put it in the car that
a
cheats
rare
everything.
Ore.
A rare
try,
ore.
Okay, so try to find a rare ore. Rare ore. And put
find
it in your car.
Find a rare ore and then put it in your core. Okay, and then it goes real fast.
Roar.
So I'm confused. How the hell do you think, and all this is coming from my heart, man. I love you as a brother.
You're saying that hatred that I heard?
How do you expect to accomplish that?
What?
Aren't Formula One cars like down to the like the Teflon aerospace grade, like lightest material on planet Earth ever?
I'm not saying I'm going to sit there and make an actual like Formula One vehicle. I'm saying I want to make like a car. It's like building the platform or the foundation for it, right? Utilizing things that you do know about how to make a car, and from there you kind of make it look like it is sort of like a Formula One. So you know, instead of using like actual carbon fiber, maybe I like 3D print certain parts.
It's like the folks who make like a Lambo, but it's made out of like a bunch of like shaved wood, and then they paint it and they make like a nice coat, and it's like all these things. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, obviously, dude.
You know what? No, do your car. Out of ramen.
Yeah,
ramen car.
You get shave it down after you're done. Shape it into the Formula
One. Oh my God, dude, collab with the Cake Boss. Please, bro. Oh my God, please,
hey,
bro.
We built a Formula One car.
Oh
crispy
my
treats.
God.
What's his name, Buddy?
Cereal treats.
Oh my God. Like Buddy or something like that.
Buddy the Cake
that
Boss.
That would be so fucking hype, bro. If you
What's
could
up?
Bring
hey, you're from Jersey? I'm from Jersey too. Okay, we're going to get along. Listen, we're going to cover this fucking car in fondant.
We ran out of cake.
Treats.
We're going to get some Rice crispy treats and we're going to cover the thing with Rice crispy treats.
We have fondant on the wheels for the grip. For the grip of the tires as it's going around the curve, okay? And then we're gonna he
Tanner,
really just
Megabonk?
Loves huh
what
is Tanner playing Megabonk right now?
No,
why you say that
right? I'm just watching the ski video that's in the
sorry, I turn on really immersive medias. I'm really
so
good
I was like,
at picking
just
immersive
like,
medias.
Yeah,
skiing. I was like watching Tanner's eyes there. And he's looking around.
I was like bouncing around the screen.
Yeah.
<He's> like, If y'all at home have not seen Cake Boss, take some time and watch.
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely, yeah.
Every
I used to find
single
that shit so gross though. I was like, I'm not gonna lie.
Dude,
why? Because they touch food with their hands.
Yes.
Oh God.
All
misery.
Just wanted them to go wipe poop and not fucking wipe their hand.
It's the Cake
Boss.
He's
cake.
A perfectionist. Come on.
Listen, this isn't the Cake Rookie. It's the Cake Boss.
It's the
okay?
Cake Boss. He's a fucking perfectionist. Come
the hierarchy
on.
Of cake here. I'm the boss. My name's Buddy and I'm the boss.
Yeah.
Watch Cake Boss. I'm serious, guys.
Did you guys ever watch the aquarium show where they like made aquarium? It was called
no.
Tanked. That's what it was called. It was called Tanked.
No. I saw it like twice.
I want to watch all those TLC shows, man. They're all
fucking...
I used
to like that show a lot.
I want to recreate a TLC show. I want to do one with us.
Let's do the Amish.
Like an episode.
One. You got to make sure that
there
our show
see?
Has like...
We're
a crazy
it.
Hook. Something horrible that will ruin our lives if we don't Wait, fix it.
Why do you want us to die?
Can
well,
we
that's
do
what
like
happens.
the addiction one, and we have Tanner that's like addicted to something.
Tanner's addicted to coupons. folder. It's like, yeah, I started with Pokemons, and then I, you know, I had a spare coupon, so I put it in my binder, and one thing led to another.
I'm addicted to like drinking paint and something like that. Like I love doing that.
Horrible lethal shit that's gonna like eventually kill you. The doctor's telling you, but you just can't stop.
Can't
I
help
can't,
it,
boss.
I love batteries. I love eating them. I love the taste of them.
Can't help it.
Two batteries, three batteries a day. Ate four for breakfast. You know how it goes in here.
I remember. I saw one TLC show. it was like, yeah, My Strange Addiction. It was a lady that was addicted to eating like mattresses.
Yeah, yeah, she'd like, yeah, fucking
she,
eat
the
them.
Memory
yeah, she would eat memory foam. Yeah, she'd ate like six mattresses in a month.
It was crazy, bro.
Oh my god,
it was crazy. Yeah,
she alive
she
still?
I think
actually.
So.
There was one where she ate like rocks, or he was addicted to rocks. There was another.
Oh my god!
Was, like, in love with his car, and he would like. Make out
I've seen
car.
That one. Yeah,
yeah, that one's a classic.
Yeah, the quarter zip.
Forget about that.
He kind of looked like Outer Boys.
Dude. Just snuck that shit in there. What are you doing?
No.
We're
no.
wrapping this shit. It's a minute. We're at hour. On. We're at hour
it's,
16.
It's a minute long podcast.
It's a minute long and 16 second, a minute 16 podcast. We're wrapping this shit up here. Grunk left like 20 minutes ago. Listen, y'all. Your homework for this class is going to be watching Cake Boss. So we all get jersey access.
That's about
so
it.
Next
yeah.
time.
And then
we're going to sort of.
This is the recoup. Prompt for next week. Send in your best Peaky Blinder LARPing costume.
No, please do not.
Please don't.
Don't do that ever. Don't ever do that.
This is a casting call. Send in your best Thomas Shelby impression.
We are going to forget, first of all, and second of all.
Well, what if we do? What if we do a voice impression?
Be that one person that does it just for me. I want to see it.
Yeah, one person send in a Peaky Blinders cosplay. The rest of the class. Do your best buddy from the Cake Boss impression. Or don't, because I'm going to be real. I'm not going to remember the sentence.
Oh, my God. No, I'm going to look at the email, and I'll see.
Are you going to remember?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I'm
the reason why the last one got delayed is because we had Jerome, and I didn't want to be like, hey, Jerome, you want to look at these drawings of us as characters? Hey, check them out. Come on.
Hey. All right, we're wrapping up.
Okay, so viewers at home, your prompt is to send in your craziest Thomas Shelby AI impression.
No, shut the fuck up! Shut up!
This is the longest
thing. Thank you for coming and watching and joining. Please use code GROUP for 10% off whatever the fuck you
Bitcoin
can find on the website.
Bitcoin
get a double cup, get
oh
some
God.
Lean,
oh
and
my
please
God.
Leave a like or something. See you next week. Adios.
Nonprofit out.
Maha! Maha!